So in Wrangell's bird count, how many birds did you find?
Well, we just had the count yesterday. That was Sunday. So we don't have all the results in yet. So I can only tell you about a few people that reported back to me. Our bird count was impacted a little bit by the tremendous wind that we had yesterday. So we did have some people who were planning to go out and count in boats, and it wasn't safe to do that yesterday because of the high wind. So we're going to be missing some water birds that we would have liked to have had record of. But the people who are walking around in land, and we had about 13 people who participated this year, saw a variety of land birds, and this time of year more water birds than land birds. So most of our land birds, we have a few that stick around all winter, but a lot of them take off in the fall. They're migrants, so they're down in South America right now.
What kind of birds do you come across in terms of species?
Well, as far as water birds, we saw a couple of different kinds of loons, common loons and red-throated loons, and a couple of kinds of grebes, which are water birds a little smaller than a loon, western grebes and horned grebes. We have cormorants, so those are those big black birds that sit out on the pilings out in City Dock. And a couple of different kinds of ducks, harlequin ducks, which are small, beautifully colored little ducks that hang around close to shore. Buffleheads have a really prominent white spot on their head, so they're easy to count. Mallards, of course. And then we saw some birds, well, they're called shorebirds. They just kind of walk along the rocks and beaches. Black turnstones, we saw a few of those. They're kind of interesting birds. They get their name because they turn over stones on the beach to see what they can find to eat. And if it's a really quiet day, you can actually hear them flipping over the stones. So it's kind of neat. As far as our resident winter songbirds, we don't have too many of them around. We have few lonely little song sparrows and juncos, which a lot of people get at their feeders, so we saw them. Golden crown kinglets, we see them way up high in spruce trees, hemlock trees. There's a few lonely little robins around scavenging for berries. Those are the kinds of things that we saw yesterday.
You said you had 13 people participate this year. Is that up or down from last year?
It's a few less. A lot of times it depends on who's in town, whether the holidays and that kind of thing. But we're given a route by the National Audubon Society that's a 7-mile radius circle. And so our central point is Shoemaker Bay, and so we try to cover as much of that circle as we can, and a lot of that's up in the mountains, so we don't even attempt that. But we try to cover as much of the shoreline as we can in that 7-mile radius. And like I said, we had several people who were going to be going out in boats, and they weren't able to get out yesterday. So that's going to impact the number of birds that we see this year.
Just want to ask you something. How did you get involved with bird counting?
I don't know. I was not one of these. A lot of people get involved when they're children. They either have a teacher or maybe a grandparent that gets them interested, and I was not one of those people. I just, maybe about 10 years ago, just, I really can't tell you why birds suddenly started to appeal to me. I think one thing that's interesting is you hear a bird. I'm interested in music, so I heard a bird song that I had never heard. It was absolutely beautiful, and I thought, I got to figure out what that is. And just, it took a lot of tracking down for me to figure out that it was a Swainson's thrush. But I think partly it's an intellectual challenge like that. There's something, of course, aesthetically beautiful about birds and their songs. They're just a lot of different facets that really attract people. And bird watching or birding, people who are a little more serious are called birders. And it's really exploded in the last decade or so. There are millions of people just in the U.S. who are interested in birds at all different levels of expertise.